Good to see you guys. I have something, actually, this is something, I don't even know if you have some of these in your house anymore. Does anyone know what these are? It sounds kind of basic, but not everyone has these anymore. What is it? Matches, very good. I'm gonna go ahead and light this match here. Don't follow what the pastor does always, okay? Make sure whenever you light a match that there are adults around, okay? Don't do it by yourself. Are there any adults here today at church? Do you see any adults here? I see. No, I don't. All right. Lots of adults around us so we can light the match, all right? Don't want to do this by ourselves. There we go. All right. I want to ask you a question. It's a science question. How does this flame keep burning? Do you know how it keeps burning? What keeps it burning? Oh, no. It stopped burning. What keeps it going? Yeah, Sammy. What's that?
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder? Yeah, that helps. Good. I've been to the Holroyd house for fireworks. It is awesome. Yep, that's right. Gunpowder. Clara? Very good. Oxygen. That was something I was thinking about. Awesome. Good answer. Anything else? Oxygen's the big part. So I'm going to light this again, and it should stay going. I mean, there we go. Come on. All right. What happens if I take the oxygen out from the flame? Is there any oxygen in this room? What happens? When you take oxygen away, it goes out. Very good. All right, you guys are really good scientists. I like that. Well, I want to talk to you about something that we're going to hear about in the church today, but over the next couple weeks, and that is, we haven't heard it a lot in our church, except sometimes we say it in maybe the prayers. That is the Holy Spirit. You guys ever heard of the Holy Spirit? When Elizabeth was reading, she said the Holy Spirit came down on people. And next week here at church, when you come, we're going to have a baptism. Someone is going to receive the Holy Spirit. And in 2 weeks, we're having a special Sunday called Pentecost. That's when the Holy Spirit comes down. Do we need the Holy Spirit? What do you think about that? What does the Holy Spirit do? Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Any answers to that one? Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Maybe we don't need the Holy Spirit. You know, think about it. Does the Holy Spirit give you better answers for in school for the test? Does the Holy Spirit do that? What do you think? No? Maybe not so much. Does the Holy Spirit help you run faster? No? Probably not. Well, why do we need the Holy Spirit? What does that Holy Spirit do? Do you guys know? It keeps our faith burning in us. It's kind of like oxygen, right? That match, it needs oxygen to burn. So also our faith life, we need the Holy Spirit to keep it going and burning inside of us. We really, really need it. Do you always see the Holy Spirit? Nope. Do you always see oxygen? No, you don't. But it's very, very much needed. So where can you go to get the Holy Spirit? That's a good question too. What do you do to get the Holy Spirit? Any thoughts on that one? God's Word, right? When we hear God's Word read, the Holy Spirit comes upon us. How many of you have been baptized? Okay, when we remember our baptism, we were baptized. The Holy Spirit comes to us. And whenever we hear about Jesus too. So let's keep that. Remember, the flame of our faith doesn't just burn automatically. We've got to have the Holy Spirit in our hearts. All right? Let's bow our heads. Repeat this prayer after me. And then remember this prayer too. Dear God, thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the faith that burns in our heart. May we always have the Holy Spirit to know that you are with us.
Thank you, God.
And thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you can go back to your seats. Thanks for coming up today.